Kobe Bridging
Japan
and Africa through ICT.
この番組は JICA 関西と神戸市のご協力のもと、神戸情報大学院大学が制作しお送りします。
This program is brought to you by JICA 関西 and Kobe City Joint Action and produced by KIC.
皆さんこんにちは、神戸高取の FM ワイワイからお送りしております神戸情報大学院大学の船山です。2月になりました。寒い日が続いております。皆様体調崩されていませんでしょうか。私は、先月ルワンダに出張に行ってきて、ルワンダでとても温暖な気候を楽しんで帰ってきたら、寒波に見舞われすごく寒い思いをしました。皆さん気をつけてください。今日もいつも通り千田先生が一緒に来てくれています。
皆さんこんにちは。もう2月です。結構寒い、時期になります。特に今年はかなり寒いですね。KIC の千田です。今日は、いつも通り2人のゲストが、いらっしゃいます。これからちょっと、船山先生さんの方にどうぞよろしくお願いします。
今日のゲストをまずご紹介したいと思います。今日は、ルワンダのキガリ出身の、ギーさんという男性の方と、アルジェリアの首都アルジェ出身のハジャーさんという女性の方2人、神戸情報大学院大学の留学生ですね、来ていただいてます。ではそれでは、ご自身で自己紹介をしていただきたいと思います。ではギーさんお願いします。
皆さんこんにちは。私は名前ギーさん、ルワンダから来ました。神戸情報大学院大学院で勉強します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
ありがとうございます。じゃあハジャさんお願い
します
。
皆さんこんにちは。私の名前ハジャハメディです。アルジェリア人です。神戸情報大学院大学留学生です。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
はい、ありがとうございました。2人とも今神戸情報大学院大学2年生ですので、日本にすでに1年半弱滞在していることということで、日本語もかなりお上手ですね。ではいつも通り、それぞれの国のお話から聞いてみたいと思います。 So, talk about your country.
Alright, thank you. We were talking about Rwanda. Rwanda is a small country with a good wealthy development, and we are trying to move ahead to see if you can see if we can reach other countries. We are a developing country, and basically we are focused, and we try to promote ICT as a tool which is which can help us to achieve a lot of things, and help in different sectors, mainly in agriculture, education, healthcare, and so on. And we are working, we have a very tight partnership with Kobe City, which I think it will help us to grow up and have a mature relationship and partnership which can benefit both of the countries. Currently, at KIC, I think we've tried to merge benefits that we can get each other, and with I think we try to emphasize on working together. Although we are different countries with different states of economy, but we have a lot of things that we can work on together. As long as ICT is one of the part that we want to implement very highly, And Japan is quite an interesting country to refer to. So I think we try to develop many sectors whereby in Rwanda we are trying to develop different technologies that will help our country. Currently, I'm a student at KIC, and my project. I may talk about my project and what it will be helping my country. Currently, I'm working on how I can promote local content. How can I promote local content in my country? Like, let me say, local-made products. We've started one campaign in Rwanda called Made in Rwanda. Products made in Rwanda to be promoted so that we can use product that we manufacture or something that we create back home so that we promote on the market of Rwanda. And by that, I was thinking of how can we reduce the rate of importations and at least promote our local products. So it is something which is not easy, but with the technologies, the current technologies, which is based on crunching numbers, let me say on data analytics side, whereby you can predict the future production or the future needs. Let me say if I take one of the content, if it's rice, how should I increase the production in Rwanda and reduce the importation? So it's at the early stage. I can't define right now, but with time, I think I will be having a model where I can suggest people. Let me say people who are in charge of. Who are on the market and the people who are producing and consumers. So it's something a bit big, but I want to narrow it by finding a solution whereby we can increase our local production and try to see the imbalance and balancing it the way we can. Right, that's what I'm working on. So I think if we meet again, we share my findings and what I can do about it. Thank you very much.
はい、ありがとうございました。ゲイさんですね。ルワンダからお越しの方で、ルワンダは、ICT を、まあ、一つのツールとしていろんなセクターでこう使って、それを国家の発展に、役立てようという強い、取り組みを行っておりますけれども、同時に、キガリ市が神戸とのパートナーシップを持っておりまして、ゲイさんとしては、その、まあ、パートナーシップ、を通して共に働くことによって、まあ、お互いがこうその恩恵を得るような関係を築いていきたいという話をしてくれました。で、彼自身は今、神戸情報大学院大学で研究しているのは、ルワンダで作られた製品だったり農産物を、プロモート、要は、もっと市場でのシェアを増やして輸入品を減らすと、そういうキャンペーンが今ルワンダ国内で行われているということで、彼もお米の生産だったりそういったルワンダ産の産品をプロモートするためのシステムですね、そういうものを作っているというお話でした。はい、では同じようにハジャさんに自分の国のことと今やっている研究のことを聞いてみたいと思います。So you please talk about your country first and your research.
Okay. So I came from Algeria, which is considered as North African country. as the largest in Africa and Arab countries and in terms of land area, but also like it has many diversity in natural resources and geographic architectures. So the main economic is mainly based on oil and hydrocarbons, but still like the country since its independence 55 years ago, so it still like has been developing in many sectors thanks to oil and gas, but still not enough in order to develop the country and secure the food security and also the development of population in the country. So there are many issues that has been facing in Algeria nowadays, like from the state owned companies which still like owing the most of the investment in the country, but currently like the government is encouraging like the diversity and encouraging the private public investment in many fields, where the agriculture, which is like will be considered as the second sector after the oil and gas. And my research is based on the disease and pets detection and diagnostic on the date palms, since most of the superficie of Algeria is Saharan desert and is famous with date palm cultivation. And one of the major factors there is like the spread of disease and pets. So I'm trying to develop a system that will help farmers and agronomists and agribusinesses to detect and alert them with when the infection and the disease or pets is detected. So in order to protect their fields and increase their economy income.
はい、ありがとうございました。 アルジェリアは、アフリカで一番面積の大きい国ということで、国土の大半がサハラ砂漠にあたる地域にあります。資源国で、石油とかが取れて、それが最大の、なんというか、最大のセクターというんですかね、産業というか、そういうところで、 国家としてはまだまだ若いので発展中であって、最近はその農業への、資金の投資とかをかなり奨励しているということで、ハジャさん自身も今やっている研究は農業に関するものという話です。具体的にはデーツという、日本語で言うとナツメヤシになるんですかね。ナツメヤシを作っている
畑で、その、その植物がかかる病気だとか、そういったものを、なんだ、事前に検知したりすることで、畑の生産性を上げるとか、そういったことをするための、システムを作っているという話です。それをすることによって、もっと輸出の現時点で、限られた数、要するに、デーツに病気があったりする分を、少なくすることによって、もっともっと、世界中で、デーツを輸出できるっていう一つの目的ですね。Can we just have a little bit the word about the Maghreb?
Amazigh.
Yes, as its meaning in about the culture of that area.
So the Amazigh has they have lived in the Maghreb region for thousands of years, 10,000 of years, like before, like in Algeria, like it has occupied by many Romans, like Phoenicians and Ottomans and French. But before that, there was like the native people population there. It was Maghreb Amazigh people. And a few weeks before, like we have celebrated like the 2,968 years of Amazigh year, which is like date back to 10,000 years, back to Christian years before. And the main purpose of celebrating of this year is like related to like the old history of time of pharaohs and in Egypt and so on. And it refers to like prosperity and joy and joyful and also like agricultural and seasons as well. So the meaning of Amazir in Maghreb region is like it's a free and noble human being, which is like free of any like any
colon,
yeah, of course.
マグレブ地域の、民族っていうんですか、
そう、
アマジェールっていうんです
か、ね、そうそう、アマジェールっていう民族が、はい、昔からがあって、その、ローマ人とヨーロッパにもそれぞれの、こう、あの登録も、来る前にそういう文化があって、その文化は基本は、人間っていうものをもともと尊重するべきやっていうことと、自然と共に、暮らしていくっていうものなんですね。まあ主に、農家民族ですね、ベースをやってたのはそれ で当然ながら、まあその歴史の中ではそれぞれ のローマ人が来て結構混ざってるんですね、聞くと言ったら、そういう、で、こう、ニューイヤーは全世界今
1
月1日はという、
yes, it's 12th of January,
12th of January.、
Yeah. So, usually they celebrate for 3 days、
so、だから3日間で、まあ、日本といったら似たようなもんですけども、もう時期は違うんですね。これはもう全部実はその気候のリズムと、農業に合わせたものの、お正月ですね。
彼らのその価値観に合った形で、その自然と調和した感じで新年を祝うみたいな、
そうですね、
そういうイベントでした。素晴らしい、初めて聞きました。この番組はICT と人間力で社会変革を起こす事業を通して、神戸、日本とアフリカをつなぐための番組です。
This program bridges Kobe, Japan and Africa through social innovation by ICT and Yourself Project.
YY!
I'll just guide you a bit.After the genocide, which was not a natural phenomenon, but it is something that pushed everybody to be on one side somehow. You had a lot of people passed away, and then went through reconciliation, and people understood that they could put aside their differences and be together. In Japan... 95 earthquake was a huge one, and it was a time that everybody came together to put their differences aside. Foreigners, Japanese, of all classes, social classes, came together and stood up, and we have Kobe in 20 years' time eventually has cleaned up the mess of the earthquake. They've rebuilt the city. Well, similarly, in 20 years, Rwanda has come off the hate of before and during the genocide to a one people. So if you can speak a bit about that. Speak about the genocide. It was just to guide you a bit on how you can... you can speak of the process of the genocide, how, which you mentioned before, went into reconciliation. How was that process for reconciliation done?
Actually, it's not 20 years. Yeah, it's around 20 years,
about 20
but
years.
20, now it's 24.
Right.
Actually, it's not an easy process. It's actually a very, very tight, a very difficult moment. And, for example, about Kobe, yes, it was a disaster. It wasn't a genocide. But a genocide is more of something that you can't even understand. How would someone tell you, I had a family of 10 people, but now I'm alone? So it's sad. And it's difficult to come across somebody who have been in such a situation and tell him about reconciliation. He will never tell you anything. He just tell you, please, I don't want to see you in my face. So it is very tough, and it was kind of process and giving people time to refresh and take deep breath and trying. Yeah, there are people who have been traumatized, and others. It was different state of what happened. So there is one program called Gacaca in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Gacaca, as I told you, it was implemented in the villages, where after some time, after 94, because the time of in 94, it was a time to put the bodies together, to try to clean the country. People were come, the government was stressed, people were stressed. Many people were coming from abroad. Some people were in other countries since 1959, because they were in refugees. So it was like around many years. It is around 40 or 30 something years or so.
That they returned.
They returned back. There was a very big disorder. Let me say it was a very complex time. But with Gacaca, let me talk about a bit Gacaca. Gacaca is you in a village. There are people who were called people who are in charge of
the village.
In the village, people who are acting like lawyers. Yeah? Then they try to understand everyone, and they have people who can talk about what happened. Yes? And you just pick up, you say, somebody X killed somebody B. It's just an open, a free talk, where you just talk what you feel. You say, this person killed my brother.
Mm-hmm.
This one did this. And if you are accused, you had to
be accountable for that.
Exactly.
Right.
Either you're going to be jailed, or you're going to testify that you are not in that case. So you find people who can stand for you, that the person who is accusing you, he's wrong.
So they use the traditional right. courts.
Yeah, the traditional courts. Yeah, but based in the village.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Basically, those people who were doing that job, they are not lawyer, but they were trained to do that so that they can understand and use their intelligence to handle such situations. With time, with a lot of truth, people got to be released from their pain and sorrows, and we try to build together. In the meantime, the government also had planned ways to help those people who are vulnerable, those people who lost their relatives, paying school fees for those children who are orphans, building houses for those women who lost their husband, and like everyone who was affected by the genocide, trying to find something to help him, to cover the hole, the gap that brought by the genocide. So with time, with all the process, as I'm trying to don't go in deep, because it's a very long
mm-hmm.
and a sure. very huge. So with different types of
programs.
It comes, we find ourselves right now trying to do things together instead of thinking about 24 years mm-hmm. ago. Although every year we pay respect to them, we commemorate for like actually from 7th April to 14, it's a week for mourning. We have programs to remember because we have a concept that when we remember, we can't forget, and it's a core of
you heal.
Yeah, you heal. Exactly.
Remembering is healing.
Yeah, so that it won't happen again. Yeah, every 7. Actually, it's 3 months for, because the genocide happened for 3 months. So there are different
programs, activities.
We visit memorial places and people testify what they passed through. So it's kind of moral things and activities which was planned and helping each other so that now we can think. I'm sure that with also generation after generation, that thing is being wiped off. Yeah, exactly. So people we are no longer in that life. Because someone who was a kid of 1 year old in 94, now he's 24. He's someone who you will meet in the government working or in an institution. So he's not part of that. Yeah. So I think it was a bad experience, but thanks to God that we recovered and we are on a good pace.
Thank you. Yeah. Arigato gozaimasu.
ありがとうございました。ルワンダ出身のギーさんに1994年の日本でも有名な大虐殺の件について少しお話をしていただきました。そうですね、というのも神戸で大震災があったのと、まあ、似たような時期 でそこからの復興をして、まあ、今の発展があるということで少し共通点があるのではないかなというお話をしていたんですけれども、まあ、あとギーさん の考えでは、まあ、その自然災害とその虐殺というものはちょっと性質が違って、やはりその、まあ、家族が殺されたとかそういうことでその人々が苦しみを負っているので、そういろいろなこう対策を政府がやったりして、それでこう24年の時をかけてだんだん記憶が薄れつつあるというか、まあ、過去のものになりつつあるという話なんですけども、まあ、そのとても特徴的な、その虐殺後に行われたこととして、ガチャチャ裁判と呼ばれる、まあ、村で村の住人が裁判官のような役割を負って、こう人々の前でその誰が誰を殺したとかいう証言を人がすると、でその証言にのっとって、まあ反論ができなければ、刑務所に送られるとか、そういったことが行われたりとか、あとは政府が孤児になった子どもに学費を払ってあげたりとか、核となった女性の、家賃を払ったりとか、そういう救済策とかもいろいろ行った上で、こう、なんだ、和解というものが進んできて、人々が一つになって前を向いて進んでこられたおかげで今のルワンダがあると、そういう話だったかなと思います。今日はちょっといつもと違って、まあ、それぞれの国の、まあ、文化的な背景ですとか歴史的なお話をお聞きしました。かなり勉強になったなと私自身も思ってます。
私も同じアフリカだけど、まあ、いつもそれぞれの人の話を聞くと必ず勉強になるですね。
これからもこの番組を通して、皆さんと一緒に学んでいくことができたらいいかなと思います。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
This program is brought to you by JICA Kansai and Kobe City Joint Action and produced by KIC.
この番組は JICA 関西と神戸市のご協力のもと 神戸情報大学院大学が制作しお送りしました。